You're listening to the April Oxalcohols Chain ICIS Chemicals podcast. I'm Nick Cleave, covering Butac, and I'm joined by Nicole Simpson, who has recently taken over the Oxalcohols report. We're also joined by Matt Jolin Beach on acrylate esters and Ishani Chavda on glycol ethers. So for the first time in months, the oxoalcohols and derivatives prices are stable to soft rather than rising sharply week after week. Just to start with oxoalcohols, Nicole, is there any particular factors that have caused prices to plateau?
So oxoalcohol spot prices are no longer on a sharp upwards trajectory, but that isn't because of any supply pressures easing and the market remains extremely tight. Several supply disruptions are ongoing. Players each week describe the force majeure from BASF, Europe's largest producer of MBA, as their primary supply concern, and BASF has not lifted force majeure. There's also Sasol, who remain on force majeure, and Grupa Azoty in Poland, who entered maintenance in mid-April. As material is so short, even small disruptions like planned maintenances are having an amplified effect. Demand has also not eased. It was incredibly strong, and some sellers found that the number of inquiries they received in April was higher than they had anticipated based on previous years. Because supply and demand fundamentals remain really tight, I think stability comes from players becoming accustomed to supply disruptions and volatile market conditions. There's also been concern for weeks over how sustainable these high prices are, and I think some customers will be approaching the peak of pricing they will accept.
Thank you. And Matt, on the sort of derivatives on acrylate esters, how are you seeing those markets?
It's a similar picture for some of the esters. I think it's a case that for butyl acrylate and ethyl acrylate in particular, they're very much kind of more stable. Butyl acrylate has seen a slight softening at the top end of the range on the spot market recently. And that's largely due to the fact that the conditions, supply and demand fundamentals have been stable. I've had quite a few people say that the sense of panic has gone from the market, which has led to that stabilisation. And for butyl acrylate in particular, I think there have been some imports coming in particular from Asia, which has improved availability slightly. It's still a very tight market and quite challenging. And that's why prices are still quite as high as what they are. But that kind of pressure to get hold of material at any cost isn't there anymore. Where there is that pressure still is for methyl acrylate and 2-EHA. There's still a kind of an extreme tightness in those markets at the moment. And again, that's largely kind of on the supply side where those issues are. So as you touched about the BASF force majeures and the others that are in the market as well, Sasol and Dow in particular. That's keeping those markets quite tight and difficult and has pushed them up to the latest in where the unprecedented highs are. So they remain quite challenging as well. It's hoped that for those that the market is approaching the peak prices, but a lot of that depends on when the force majeures do ease and as well how quickly the US market recovers. But it remains a very tight market, even if there is a sense that the market's more used to the situation now, and that's why we're seeing some of that stability in some of the prices.
That kind of stability from being used to the situation rather than the situation significantly changing seems quite consistent on a fair number of products at the moment. And Ishani, is that a similar kind of situation for glycol ethers?
So we're definitely seeing prices plateau, and after, you know, weekly triple digit increases, it seems like the market has really peaked for both grades. We saw highs of around 5,000 for BG and 5,100 for BDG earlier this month, but spot prices came down for BG last week, and it seems like this stable to soft period is going to persist into May. So although tightness continues and there's no real improvement in supply, it seems like buyers have reached their limit in regards to the price increases. And sellers are aware of that, they're recognizing that. And so far, price initiatives for the new month have been set at rollovers. But the real question remains, when will supply improve? And a lot of people still looking to BASF and Sasol on the NBA side, because if the feedstocks aren't there, there's really not much that can be done in the glycol ethers market either. In regards to overseas imports, there's still serious limitations. Dow's FM on imports from the US remains in place, according to sources, and it looks like that's not going to change anytime soon. So for the time being, yes, we've reached some sort of peak, but the question is, will we see a period of stability or will prices soften just as quickly as they climbed? How are things going in the Butech market, Nick?
So I think that kind of stabilization from being used to the situation is very much how things have been. So prices have been stable within the range of 3,000 to 3,300 euros a ton since the end of March. There's been, I think, a little bit of movement in there. At the start of April, I was still occasionally hearing about, you know, one truck going for 4,000 euros a ton, presumably a buyer needing that material and being in a situation where there's not many options on where to get that material from. But that really, I haven't heard anything like that in the last 2 weeks. Demand's still good, it's not weak, but it's not the same strong demand and the same situation where buyers were really, really having to search to secure material. Things are still very tight. BSF is still on force majeure. There's still constraints on availability of butanol and on co-feedstock acetic acid. The prices have stabilized. And I think part of demand weakening is buyers waiting to see what will happen and delaying any purchases which aren't necessary. The other factor which is maybe impacting the market is that some imported material from Asia is expected during May. It's unlikely to be a very significant volume. Importers traditionally don't have much of a position in a butech market, which is usually covered by European production. And logistical costs, logistical constraints are limiting material from Asia across all markets. But it's one more source of material, however limited, and is contributing to the market being a little bit more stable. Thank you, everyone, for your time and feedback. It's appreciated. And thank you for listening. For more information, please go to icis.com.